So the Legends Assemble players are here, and in this video I'll be guiding you on your selection. Yep, I'll be ranking them from one downwards, depending on how they give me the players. So yeah, you can try this out also, and yeah, let's have some fun, boys. Marco van Basten, it really depends on which other players they give me. Yep, because I have some other ones that I might put above Marco van Basten in this, but let's just put him at number two for now. Let's go, boys. Let's go. Wayne Rooney is a very special card, but based on the abilities of this particular one, I'll give him a 7. Casillas. It depends on the game. Yep, it depends on the update. Yep, sometimes he would be buffed, sometimes he would be a problem for you. So because of that, and you guys know Spanish versions of Casillas and Puyol is a no-no on a normal because the Spanish ones are always better when it comes to the Madrid and the Barcelona. So I'll go with the eight. Caceres, I'll give you a 6. Caceres, if the build I have on YouTube for him is just insane. Do you get? All right, so this is mad. We have Oliver Kahn next. Oliver Kahn, I'll give you number 3. Sure spot, bro. Carles Puyol, bro. I told you guys, I just said it now, man. Puyol, Casillas, bro. Daniel Sin. Oh, my days, man. Bro, I have a fix for Daniel Sin. I know so many of you hate this guy. Yep, I know so many of you hate this guy, but the build I have for him, give him the build, give him the necessary skills. This guy, go and check the video on my YouTube, man. Balling like this, taking man of the match. I really don't know what players will come next, I swear. Let me just go with 10. Okay. Dragan Stojkovic. Where should I place you, man? I think this list is looking very good for now. Very, very good for now. This list is cooking, bro. This list is flipping cooking. Put Bebeto. Who is my number one? Disappoints me. You know what? Actually, I would take it. He's not my favorite from the list. But the reason I'm going to take this is because he's someone I like. And if I have him in my pitch, he would bang goals. And the reason is because of the mentality. Yep. I know how to use him in the middle. That's creative playmaker role, yeah? Once you give him the ball, you know that once you are shooting, it's finding its place in the net. You get the vibe. So it's an amazing list, man. It's an amazing list. Guys, try this as well. Show some people your own favorites. And yeah, let's have the fun. Let's rock it together. Boys, I'm going to give you guys my main selections, man. If you don't have a defender, Cannavaro did not make the list, good. But if you don't have a defender, bro, and you are looking for an OP one that would stay in your back, yep, you don't have the likes of Nesta and all that, please go for Cannavaro. Next, if you don't have a good striker, I mean, Forlan and Van Basten, honorable mention. If you like playing with people like Romario, then please just bottle it up and go for Bebeto, bro. Midfield battle is a crazy one. But it depends on what you need in your midfield. If you need a DMF, if that's the most important thing you need in your squad, go for Xabi Alonso, bro. If you need, if you just need someone that is very solid in the defense, in the midfield area, you can go for Paul Scholes. Dragan Stojkovic is an on and off player. That's why I would not really recommend him. Paul Scholes too, somehow, but this guy is very good. Even at tracking back, he's good, bro. So he's a better option. All right. Blitzcoiler Bale did not make to the list. But if you guys want to go for Blitz, it's not a good card. Do you understand? It's not a good card. But if you want to go for him because of the Blitzcoil skill, then you can go for him because of the skill. Do you get? Maybe you just want to test Blitzcoiling and see how it is. So yeah, you can acquire the first free Blitz coil that Konami has given to us. So yeah, this is a long video actually, but guys, go check out this effect and let me know your favorite. Ciao, boys.